from the Mercy One studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. We're streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks for joining me today, friends. Brand new week, Monday, March 1st. Here we go. Megan Selwa, TV 13 meteorologist, going to be on live this morning to give us our weekly forecast. At 7:45 today, Amelia Pugh is going to be on. Kavon, I actually did practice this, and Julia Sweetman are going to be on. They are students of Dowling Catholic, and they just attended the SEEK conference. They're a part of Ut Feedum. They are going to be featured here for our Ut Feedum segment, monthly segment that we have on. They'll be on with Addie Magruder, who heads up that whole thing today at about 7:45. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports, weather straight from the desk, as we said, of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa, your saint of the day. Executive director here at Iowa Catholic Radio, Matt Wilcombe, is going to be on the show. It's about 7:15 today. We're going to give kind of a recap of what last week was, which was incredible. The biggest carathon we have ever had here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks to you. We'll have more of those details coming up here soon as well. All right, Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Monday to you.
Good morning to you.
It's state tournament week. We want to welcome all the fans coming into the 2021 Girls State Basketball Tournament downtown. I'll be heading there here in the next 15 minutes or so, and looking forward to this morning. Yes, this morning's game at 9 a.m. breakfast at Wells Fargo.
Now, what is the who's Dowling Catholic playing here?
Dowling plays Waukee, the number one team in Class 5A, the large schools, so they play them at 9 o'clock.
Okay, it's going to be a good game.
Hope so. It's a rematch. These two teams met in January, and Waukee won that game, I think, by 15, 18 points. So the Maroons have an uphill battle, no question.
And you're already down there.
I will be down there later. I have I'm getting everything packed and ready. The doors don't open for the media until 7:30, so I have some time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but hey, quite a carathon last week. I know you're going to talk to Matt, our executive director of Iowa Catholic Radio, about it, but it's good to see you Friday. I stopped in just for a little bit to say hello, and I had to drop off some things, so yeah.
Record
it was awesome.
Territory, my friend. Record territory. It's incredible.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. I mean, I think that's great. Anytime you have something like that and you can raise that amount of money to sustain that, that's just great. Thanks for everybody.
We're here.
Yeah, indeed. So what's your week like? You in town this week or what?
I am in town this week, and I don't know about next week, so we're still trying to work some things out here, but we're going to see some details. But supposed to go to New York, but I don't know if that's going to happen right now, so we have to see where we're at.
Well, hopefully everything will work out, and you'll be able to travel, because when you're traveling, that means things are working.
I agree with you on that.
All right, well, let's get right to it this morning. I know you've got a busy show right now from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently at the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, we have mostly clear skies, 21 degrees, a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and It feels like temperature is very chilly, 13 degrees out. But today it'll be partly sunny. It'll feel like it's a lot warmer than it really is. A high of 36 degrees. The north winds will keep it chilly at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low of 23 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, and warmer for your Tuesday. A high of 56 degrees. Wednesday, more of the same, but a high of 54 degrees. And then Thursday and Friday, looking dry. Highs in the mid-50s both days. And Megan will be in at the bottom of the hour to kind of give an update on the weather for this week. Well, in the news on this Monday morning, weekly jobless claims are up a bit in the state of Iowa. Ongoing weekly jobless claims, which closely track with the actual unemployment rate, are up 5%. However, first-time claims dropped in the latest week. Overall, Iowa continues to experience one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country. First-time weekly jobless claims were down by just over 530, almost a 9% drop. First-time claims rose by 3% from the previous week. And ongoing claims increased by just over 2,600, reflecting a 5% jump. Now, ongoing jobless claims reached a high in the early stages of the pandemic of more than 191,000 in late May of 2021. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And Friday night, in a game you heard right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, boys substate basketball, the semifinals, and it was Dowling Catholic defeating Des Moines East 75-39. The Maroons were led by two players in double figures, led by Ryan Riggs as 24 points, 9 rebounds, and Jack Gredeke with 14 points. And we have a highlight clip from Friday night's game.
Rebounded, and he throws it away, and now an alley-oop, and Gredeke slams, and Hone and Riedel with the assist.
And that was Jack Gredeke, as you heard there, with the assist. And Ryan Riggs with 24 points to lead Dowling. Up next for the Maroons, the 4A Substate Final. Tomorrow night will be at Dallas Center Grimes High School between Dowling and Valley. Tip-off at 7 o'clock will be on the air at 6:45 tomorrow night for the broadcast. Men's college basketball yesterday in the Big Ten, and it was number 9 Iowa winning big on the road at number 4 Ohio State. Hawkeyes winning 73-57. Luka Garza, 24 points, 11 rebounds. Hawkeyes record now 18-7. They have secured, they're right now in third place in the Big Ten with two games remaining. Yesterday in women's college basketball in the Big Ten, the Iowa Hawkeyes winning at Wisconsin 84-70. Iowa was led by Dowling Catholic, former Dowling Catholic All-Stater, Caitlin Clark, 18 points, 14 assists, and 4 3-pointers as four players scored in double figures for the Hawkeyes. They are now 14-7 on the season. Missouri Valley Conference women's basketball yesterday, Northern Iowa defeated Evansville 96-48 in Cedar Falls. And yesterday afternoon in USHL hockey, Des Moines Buccaneers winning on the road at Green Bay by a score of 3-2. The Buccaneers now in third place in their division. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school girls state basketball here on Iowa Catholic Radio later this morning. It's number 9 Dowling taking on number 1 Waukee. Pregame at 8:45. We'll tip it off at 9 o'clock from Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Join me and Steve DeVinny for the call. Breakfast at Wells Fargo this morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently mostly clear skies, 21 degrees, a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. And today it'll be partly sunny with a high of 36 degrees, a north wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Monday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up, Jimmy Olson, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kennan, Mercy One, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
So far, we are looking good. No accidents, no major delays to pass along. But again, this week, use some caution if you're going to be down around Wells Fargo Arena with many out-of-towners in with the Girls State Basketball Tournament happening. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, you've heard it said, friends, the mountaintop experience. Maybe you've had a mountaintop experience in your life or a retreat or a vacation event, whatever it is. And it's hard to come down. It's hard to come down from those mountaintop experiences. We want to stay there. You know, the last day of vacation, you can think about it, or the retreat that, you come home on that high, that mountaintop high, but pretty soon things start getting back to quote unquote normal, right? Well, Jesus took them to a mountain, and the mountains aren't like the mountains of our day. If you were to think of a mountain, more like a very steep or large hill that Jesus took them on. But nonetheless, There he was transfigured before Peter, James, and John. The ultimate mountaintop experience. God reveals almost, I mean, about as close to the beatific vision as he possibly can. And, you know, Peter, reaction, as you heard, Lord, we want to stay here. This is it. Let's go. And Jesus says, no, we've got more work to do. And he sends him back down that mountain into the world. Well, the Holy Father, Pope Francis, on Sunday, I thought really gave a great speech on kind of the mountaintop experience and what we have to remember throughout this life. Because again, while those experiences are phenomenal and they give us instill in us, I think, great faith and hope in a lot of ways, that does not mean that we're not going to still face trial and difficulty in our life. But Pope Francis says that transfiguration is a reminder that no matter what happens in this life, that darkness, our sufferings, are not the last word. And I think that's important for all of us to remember. You might be going through a difficult time right now. You might be going through a difficult event, maybe a difficult relationship. And maybe you, yes, I'm talking to you, might be really struggling. But that is not the last, that suffering or that struggle doesn't win in the end. That, and what our Holy Father reminds us, is that the Lord is risen and does not permit darkness to have the last word. That last word is not going to be our pain and our suffering, that there is hope through it. And the hope is in Jesus, our resurrected Lord. The Holy Father says this: at times we go through moments of darkness in our personal, family, or social life, and a fear that there is no way out. We feel frightened before great enigmas such as illness, the suffering of the innocent, or the mystery of death. He says we need a different outlook. And the Christian does. We have to see the different outlook here, even through our sufferings, rather than the woe is me, or rather than just concentrating on that suffering itself. Because this can be an opportunity, a moment of evangelization for us. Evangelization through suffering. And I've said this before, but the saints, you know, they didn't see suffering as an obstacle to God's grace. They saw it as an opportunity to be able to receive Jesus all the more in their life. And the Lord, he will ignite that light in our heart. Here's a reminder of it, yesterday's gospel. Pope Francis continues, as the Apostle Peter exclaimed, "It is good to pause with the Lord on the mountain, to experience this preview of light in the heart of Lent. It is a call to remember, especially when we pass through a difficult trial. And so many of you know what it is to go through a difficult trial, that the Lord is risen and does not permit darkness to have the last word." You know, friends, if this is all true, and I believe it is, and I don't know if you do yet. I'm assuming if you're listening to this show, you do. But if everything of what we're talking about is true, then, friends, at the end of the day, the most important thing we have to hang on to here is our relationship with Almighty God and the graces he has to give us. And that means we have to see through what those struggles are, even though they are tough and they're difficult. And they take a lot out of us, and we don't understand, oftentimes are brought by confusion, that we remain with hope, hope in the risen Lord, and that the suffering doesn't have the end. It doesn't define me. Let's remember that in our hearts today. All right, coming up, Matt Wilkham, right next. He's the executive director here for Iowa Catholic Radio. We are going to just talk about last week. What a week it was. All the details coming up here soon. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks for being a part of the show today. And thank you to Dean Bell of Bell Construction. Called him over the weekend just to catch up. By the way, he re-upped, just to let everyone know. That means he's once again supporting us here at Iowa Catholic Radio for another full year. Why? Well, Dean likes us. That's the way it works. At the end of the day, we like him too. 963-4494. Residential re-roofs, 30 years in business. And there's a reason Dean Bell has been in business for 30 plus years. Residential re-roofs, like commercial jobs, he says, It's one of his busiest marches he's ever had. 515-963-4494. Thank you, Caldwell Parish, for underwriting Iowa Catholic Radio. Conform to the wishes of the deceased and to Catholic liturgical burial traditions. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home, Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. CaldwellParish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at BlessmanInternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines or on the web at cindyschulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio is now available on your smart speaker, like the Amazon Echo or the Echo Dot. All you have to do is set up the Iowa Catholic Radio skill. You can listen to Iowa Catholic Talk Radio or Music Radio whenever you want. Step one, say,
Alexa, enable the Iowa Catholic Radio skill.
Or enable it through your Alexa app. Step two, say,
Alexa, open Iowa Catholic Radio.
Step three, Alexa will give you a choice to listen to Iowa Catholic Radio Talk or Iowa Catholic Radio Music. Now enjoy listening to Iowa Catholic Radio through your smart speaker.
Thanks to Blessman International for underwriting the show. Doc and his team, we appreciate you. BlessmanInternational.org. That's BlessmanInternational.org. Let's go to our next guest. Live in studio, the new director here, the new executive director at Iowa Catholic Radio, Matt Wilkham. How long do we say new?
At least a month.
What is it? Is that like a month?
I think now that's over, so you don't have to say new.
Well, let's see. It's not quite a month yet, right? February. what was it?
I started February 1st, so today,
okay, then it is March 1st. A month.
Yeah.
So he is no longer. We're making this official?
Hard to believe. Yeah, I guess so.
We are no longer saying the new executive director.
Although in radio, you try to stretch that out as long as you can. The all new.
Everything's new.
The all new Iowa Catholic Radio.
It's going to be 4 years from now.
Right.
You're going to be new. What a week last week.
Amazing.
$193,000 has come in. I just got the update. That's the largest we've ever had.
We have still a goal of $200,000, so we still need some extra dollars to match those $7,000 I think that we have left in
look
matching
at you.
Funds.
You're still pushing.
You don't
stop
until we get over that line. But I have to say I'm really blown away. I'm humbled, and the way that the whole team here came together, being a month in here, are just kind of sitting back in a certain sense and watching, observing how things go and how things work around here. And
all right, I'll put you on the spot here. You've been in radio for so long, you've seen almost everything. You've been at KVSS. You were for Vatican Radio. Is that correct?
Right.
And then also Relevant Radio.
I correct. Mean,
you have worked all around in radio. Is there anything different that Iowa Catholic Radio did, or things that you saw that was different than anyone else did during their carathons, or anything that you thought, wow, that's interesting. We haven't done that one yet.
Well, I really was blown away by, first of all, by the generosity of the people here. And it's one of the things that kind of attracted me to us to move back to this part of the country, because I knew from my experience previously that people in this part of the country are so generous, and I have to say I have not been disappointed. You know, as far as things you do differently, I appreciate the music, certainly. I know that's something
you guys
doing the...
You're a part of us now, man.
Well, I guess, I suppose. I have to get into that mentality again.
That's right.
Thanks. you know, the Christian contemporary music stuff that I grew up listening to, which I think helps to kind of, you know, attract people to listen during the carathon.
Yeah.
Certainly helpful. The high energy that you guys bring. I was, you know, sitting back on a little bit on Friday afternoon just watching you work and you know, interjecting a little bit as we came to the end of the carathon, and was really had this thought, wow, I think we need to keep this guy.
Yeah, well, thanks.
He does a really good job.
Appreciate that.
High energy, and that really helps during a carathon.
Well, we're worn out afterwards. I mean, it's just funny, you know, on Friday when you kind of walk out and you see everyone kind of, you know, closing up shop and working to kind of update things for the last bit. Everyone's just got that face on. It's like, oh, you know, you just look like you ran a marathon. But it's important. I mean, it's so important to us here. It's important to me personally. I mean, this radio station, it has a great place in my heart, as well as many others that you know, make this radio station go. But, I mean, to think that, you know, 193,000, 100,000 of that was given in advance to match. We matched $93,000, you know. We still want to hit that goal of $200,000, so it's not over yet. You'll be receiving a note here coming up if you haven't given to Iowa Catholic Radio. And you can do so now as well by going to iowacatholicradio.com and clicking on donate. But in the end, I mean, what we found here for this spring carathon was great success in our Lord. And you know, this allows us, Matt, it allows us, as you know, to be able to go on to the bigger picture here of getting more souls. And you've got some great ideas, plans that I know you brought to the table that already working on here at Iowa Catholic Radio, so we can go out and continue the great work that we are doing for Christ our Lord.
Yeah, like what you said, this carathon, the fact that it looks like we're going to hit our goal, is going to allow us not only to operate for the next few months, but to begin to think about the future a little bit more.
Yeah.
And we want to do certain things like, you know, respond to those people who we hear from on a regular basis in different parts of Iowa who say, what can we do to get an Iowa Catholic Radio station in our part of the state? We want to have an expanded space. We're kind of crammed in here right now at our it's like right in the middle of I think it's a chiropractor on one side of us, which I can definitely hear and feel sometimes.
Yes.
And I think there's another office on the other side, and just about 1,500 square feet. Very humble operation here, but we would like to have things like, for example, a space for our own chapel. Mm. We've been donated. A beautiful back altar and other liturgical accoutrements. They're in a storage space right now. But we would like to have our own space, basically, to be able to do different events.
Invite listeners in. I mean, that would be amazing. I mean, to have, you know, that space and you know, a larger studio as well, to be able to welcome more people in, to be able to come in and not just see what it is that we're doing, but also to be a part of it. I mean, we have many guests, at least on this show, that will say, I don't want to do it by phone. Right now, we're not allowing anyone else in the studio to be guests. But, you know, we will again. And when we do, you know, the goal is to get more people in, to bring them in and show them around and let them see what it is that this small radio station is continuing to put out there. So I'm excited, man.
I'm excited as well. I'm excited to have the team that we have. We have incredible talent, you know, both behind the mic and behind the scenes, you know, from the technical standpoint. I mean, I don't want to get into naming names because I'm going to miss somebody, but I'm just very grateful for the team that we have here, and I'm looking forward to the future because I think it's really bright. There's a lot of potential here, and with God's grace and everyone's support, which we have seen in abundance this past week, we're gonna be able to do something beautiful for God. Yeah, to build on the foundation that is already here.
Yeah, Bebops yet?
Bebops.
Bebops?
No, I haven't.
The burger. Okay.
Oh. Well, it was, I think when you mentioned that, that was Friday.
I told him, it's my favorite place. You know, friends, I love a Bebop's, a burger, and I told him he's got to go. I'll tell you what, text in what restaurant you think he should go to at 515-223-1150. All right, he's still getting kind of his bearings here in Des Moines. What absolutely should Matt Wilkham try in Des Moines?
One thing that I have to give a shout out to the wonderful guys, Knights of Columbus, at our Mary of Nazareth Parish.
Yes.
I stopped by there after I left here on Friday. I was a bit late, and so we were closing up shop. But I had a wonderful conversation with those guys, you know, supporters of the station. And even though I wasn't able to pay for a meal, as I was walking out, they gave me a carton of what was left over at the end. I was not expecting that.
And nice.
So the generosity, again,
there
of
you
people
go.
In this part of the country.
You got your fish.
I had to call my wife right away. I said, you know, we've made a right.
You got it.
A good decision.
You made the decision.
Moving to this part of the country.
Well, you're here to stay. Matt Wilkham, everyone, the new executive director here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks, brother, man.
Really appreciate it. Matt Wilkham, everyone. We're excited to have him. No longer new. I think I just said it again, but no longer new. Now he is the executive director here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Friends, did you hear about the church in Mexico City? It was the scene on Sunday of the death of a man named Juan, a man in his 60s, who got down on his knees to pray at the entrance of the church. And he made his way up to the main aisle. He was actually still on his knees as he was walking up as kind of a form of penance. This, again, is a church in Mexico City, Jesus the Priest Catholic Church there. Well, as he made his way up, the man had a massive heart attack in front of the altar, and he died. That same afternoon, so the priest gets there and sees that there is a man that had a massive heart attack. It's very clear that he's already dead, and he's getting there for Mass. This was regular Sunday Mass that was going to be happening, so parishioners were kind of coming in. Well, it's law in Mexico that you cannot move the body anywhere until the coroner, or there's a kind of a short investigation of the body itself. So someone has to show up. Well, they weren't there right away, and Mass was supposed to start. They believe this man was kind of a homeless man, or very, very poor, at least. I think they found one of his family members, and they were kind of able to give his story. At any rate, the priest, he got permission from the local bishop there, and the priest, Father Lozano, he actually did a funeral mass for this man, Juan, with the man covered in a sheet before the altar of where he actually died. The priest, instead of just saying a regular Sunday Mass, actually said the funeral Mass for Juan with the parishioners that were present. It gave me the goosebumps just even saying it. But the story was breaking news, not just in the Catholic world as well, but talking about there, that here it is, Jesus. He says, the priest said, Juan came in on his own two feet and knees to his own funeral Mass, with his body present there, which is the death of the just, a death without suffering. So, incredible. Offer a prayer for Juan today if you can. All right, when we come back, second half hour. Oh, Megan's on. Yes, let's go to Megan, TV13 meteorologist. Hello, Megan.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine this morning. What do we got going on for the week?
You know, it looks like a really great week. We're starting the month off of March a little chilly today. Temperatures are only expected to get to about 36 degrees, but we should have a lot of sunshine. Winds may be a little breezy at times, especially this morning, and then they'll be a little lighter. And then tonight it will be mostly clear. Temperatures will drop back into the low 20s. Tomorrow a warm front moves through. It will stay sunny and the winds will get stronger from the southwest. That is going to increase our highs by 20 degrees. We'll reach 56 tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, so a big difference between yesterday, or today and tomorrow. We will continue on with temperatures dropping back to around 30 through Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Wednesday will be sunny, again, a high of about 56 degrees. We will continue on with temperatures in the overnight hours hovering right around 30. On Thursday, another mostly sunny day with a high of 57. And on Friday, mostly sunny, just a touch cooler, 53 degrees for the high on Friday with mostly sunny skies.
The 50s.
Over the weekend, it looks to be, yeah, right? Over this weekend, it will be mostly sunny and temperatures will reach 54 on Saturday and 59 on Sunday.
So now, are we just going to be climbing here or are we going to maybe take a few more dips?
We definitely could. I mean, this is a little early. Average highs for the first week of March are typically in the low 40s. So we are above average. So these temperatures are actually more like probably the end of March that we would experience. So we're a little early there. But so we could still have maybe some colder air later this month. But it's definitely looking like it's going to start off warm here for the next week or so.
I'll take it. I'll take anything I can get here. I like that warm weather. You know, you're from Iowa when you say 50s and is warm.
I know.
Right?
Everybody will be out in shorts today.
That's right. That's the way
or
it works.
Tomorrow, I should say.
Today will be a little chillier, but we'll get those ready for tomorrow. Megan Sowa, TV 13 meteorologist. God bless you, Megan. Thanks for coming on.
Have a great one.
All right, you as well. Second half hour, we're going to have some students of Dowling Catholic who attended the SEEK conference for our monthly Oot Feed 'Em segment. Joe Stopulis, even though he's not going to have a show, we're still going to have him on. I texted him. I said, you're still coming on. So we'll figure out what we're going to chat about real quick there. But he'll preview his show that will be coming up here soon. All right, John Leonetti in the morning. It's Monday. It's March 1st. Boy, I feel like February just flew by. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks for being a part of the show today. And thanks to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Quality, not just the customer service, a commitment to the quality of workmanship, materials, equipment, next to none. 1999, over 20 years in business. GoldenRulePHC.com. That is GoldenRulePHC.com. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus exhorts us to imitate our Heavenly Father, but do we have the wherewithal to be infinitely merciful with others and ourselves? The judging and condemning of people are actions that belong to God alone, so we need not waste our time and energy with thinking and acting as if we can. By forgiving someone their offense against us, we not only experience release from the bind sin can have on us, we also imitate him, since he so graciously forgives offenses against himself.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thanks for tuning in today, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We'll have our Oot Feed 'Em segment here, a monthly Oot Feed 'Em segment that's going to be coming up shortly. And we're going to be talking to some girls that went to SEEK, which is the Focus Conference. And they just do a great job with that. So we'll have all that for you coming up here soon and the great experience that they had there. Joe Stopulis also going to be on the show in a little bit. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God with our morning offering.
God, our Father, we offer you our day, and we offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, Be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
On his way down to Wells Fargo Arena.
Yeah, you want a traffic report?
Yeah. How's it going?
It's sunny. You need your sunglasses. Let's see. There's no John Leonetti out here, so Everything's good, folks.
Everything's good. There we go. And you got the game at 9 o'clock this morning, right?
I got to find some coffee first. Hopefully they're selling it in Wells Fargo somewhere.
Yeah, get that coffee first. That's very important for a sports broadcaster.
Yeah, well, we've got all that going. We got sun. We got fans coming into town again this week. We had the state wrestling tournament 2 weeks ago, John, and this week is the girls' state basketball tournament. So we have fans coming in from all over.
Now, what capacity are we going to be at here?
I think, and they did this for wrestling, I think it's going to be probably less than half capacity is what they're allowing.
I see. Well, hey, I'll take anything as a plus, and that's a plus.
Yeah. Oh, no question about it, John. You got to be happy with that. And so looking forward to it. I'll let you know when we get there. We're also in a different broadcast location. They're going to put us up on the third floor, all the media, to social distance. So we're going to be upstairs. I did bring my binoculars just in case.
I was going to say, you might need that. You might need that up there. Hopefully you have a TV there as well. But now, Dallin, they're the underdogs here.
They are, John. They certainly are. They've got their work cut out for them today, no question about it.
Waukee is number one. Dowling Catholic is number nine. And now the boys, are they still playing as well?
Yeah, they'll play tomorrow night, John. We'll have the game on Iowa Catholic Radio. It'll be Dowling and Valley, the rematch. And that game will be at Dallas Center Grimes High School. So we'll have coverage tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. We'll be tipping it off.
I'm glad you used your turn signal.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I like it.
That's because I had to pull off to the side street to do the sports update, try to get a little bit of shade so it doesn't blind my notes here.
Well, here you
sunglasses
are.
Sunglasses off, so I'm parked.
I'm glad you're safe and parked.
I didn't know you could hear my turn signal.
Oh, yeah.
That's a first. All right. Well, listen, it's good to hear that you're back in studio. Thanks, everybody, that gave them the pledge-a-thon last week. Mm-hmm. And I was happy to come by and on Friday to see what you did the last couple hours with that group that you had, the men's group there.
Oh, we made it, man. Well, almost. 193,000 is what's in. We just have 7,000 more to our goal, but we think we can get there.
Yep, I'm going to give some updates during the game this morning. Awesome. Number to call. So you and Jimmy better stay, and Deacon Tony, wait, that phone might be ringing during
there
the game.
Go.
I may be giving it out.
We'll take it.
All right. Let's get right to it on a beautiful day out from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently at the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, we have mostly clear skies, 21 degrees. Folks, you will need your sunglasses. I can attest to that. Southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. That feels like temperature, very chilly, 13 degrees. And today it'll be partly sunny with a high of 36 degrees, a north wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low of 23 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, a high of 56 degrees. And on Wednesday, more of the same, partly cloudy, less wind, but a high of 54 degrees. And the rest of the week, Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-50s with little or no precipitation. Well, in the news on this Monday morning, well, weekly jobless claims are up a bit in the state of Iowa. Ongoing weekly jobless claims, which closely track with the actual unemployment rate, are up 5%. However, first-time claims dropped in the latest week. Overall, Iowa continues to experience one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country. First-time claims rose by 3% in the previous week, and ongoing jobless claims increased by just over 2,600. Reflecting a 5% jump. Now, ongoing jobless claims reached a peak in the early stages of the pandemic of more than 191,000 back in May of 2020. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Friday night, the game you heard right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. High school boys sub-state semifinal basketball, and it was Dowling defeating Des Moines East 75-39. The Maroons improved their record to 11-8. Ryan Riggs leading the way for Dowling with 24 points, 9 rebounds, and Jack Redeke added 11 points. And we have a highlight clip from Friday night's game.
72-39 Dowling. Corner three, up and good. Evan Curran, that's his first points of the year, I believe. How about that?
as the Maroons win it 75-39. So Dowling will meet Valley tomorrow night at Dallas Center Grimes High School. We'll be on the air at 6:45 for our pregame show. 7 o'clock tip-off, Dowling and Valley. The winner goes on to the boys' state basketball tournament, which begins next week. Men's college basketball yesterday, well, in the Big Ten, number 9 Iowa winning big on the road at number 4 Ohio State. Hawkeyes winning 73-57 in Columbus, Ohio. Luca Garza leading the way with 24 points, 11 rebounds. Iowa now in sole possession of third place in the Big Ten with 2 games remaining. Yesterday in women's college basketball, the Iowa Hawkeye women winning on the road at Wisconsin, 84-70. The Hawkeyes were led by former Dowling Catholic star Caitlin Clark with 18 points, 14 assists, and 4 three-pointers. Caitlin and 3 others were in double figures for the Hawkeye women, who improved their record to 14-7. And in Missouri Valley Conference women's play, Northern Iowa defeated Evansville 96-48 in Cedar Falls. Yesterday afternoon, USHL hockey, Des Moines Buccaneers in third place in their division. They defeated Green Bay 3-2 in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And today's Dowling Catholic sports calendar has girls' state basketball this morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We'll be pregame here in about an hour. It'll be Dowling taking on Waukee. Pregame at 8:45, tip-off 9 o'clock from Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Currently at the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, we have mostly clear skies, 21 degrees. You'll need your sunglasses today, folks. Southwest wind right now at 5 miles per hour. Today it'll be partly sunny with a high of 36 degrees. A chilly north wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour throughout the day. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio news, weather, and sports on your Monday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are accident-free and no major delays. We do have traffic issue, I-35 southbound at Corporate Woods Drive, so use caution in that area. Making that drive into downtown from both the east and west mixer, running 7 minutes in both directions. And again, a lot of out-of-towners going to be in town this week with the girls' state basketball tournament, so just use a little extra caution if you're going to be downtown, especially around Wells Fargo Arena. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, according to legend, once while preaching, the ground rose 50 feet so this saint could be heard by the crowd. Saint David of Wales today is the only saint from Wales, yet very little is known about him. He was an austere and simple monk in southwestern Wales. We know he and his fellow monks subsisted only on bread, water, and vegetables. In fact, David earned the nickname Aquaticus because he was a large proponent of drinking water rather than beer, which was the common drink of monks at that time. At one point, David was considered so eloquent that he was elected Bishop of Wales. The Bishop David was not much different from Brother David. He moved the Episcopal See, essentially the office of the bishop, to the monastery, and he remained bishop until a very old age. We do know his last words. His last words to his fellow monks and citizens in his diocese were written down, and he said, quote, "Be joyful, brothers and sisters. Keep your faith and do the little things you have seen and heard with me." Saint David is the patron saint of Wales and of poets. We ask today Saint David of Wales to pray for us. Amen. And a thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our saint of the day. 30 years in business, 224-1776, a family man that knows how important wills and estate planning really is. That's 515-224-1776. Let's go to Joe Stopulis, host of Man Up here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Mr. Leonetti.
Your show has been moved aside this morning.
Can you believe that?
I know.
Sports are more important than my show.
This is what I'm told. But nonetheless, you had a show that was going to be put out where? When?
No. Here's what we're doing, John. We're going to push it back to next week.
Okay.
I'm going to have to redo a little bit of it, but it's get ready for next week, though, John.
I see.
Father Don Calloway, the best-selling book of 2020 in the Catholic world, and possibly 2021, The Consecration of St. Joseph.
So we do need 2 weeks to promote this.
Ooh, this is no question. We're going to hype this thing up. But, John, we'll get to that. We can get into it for next week. But I want to first off just say thanks to the listeners for last week's Carathon.
Yeah.
While you had a moment. An unbelievable week. And I just had to real quick opine on the fact that you can tell where the station's going based on that. I mean, $200,000 is incredible. And just looking back to the genesis of where we came from and where we're going is just it's mind-blowing. So I just want to say thanks to the listeners. Really an incredible week for Iowa Catholic Radio.
You and Kristen were a part of that. You have been donors to Iowa Catholic Radio for a long time.
Yeah, very small part of that, John.
Well, you're a part of it, and you guys, everyone, I don't care how much you gave, everyone that calls in, you guys give it a higher level, but everyone that gives is a part of the family, and as you said, we thank you all here in the second half hour. We talked a little bit about it in the first, but we thank you all for your gifts and your generosity. Joe Stopulis, everyone, next week, Father Don Calloway, make sure to stick around and listen next Monday. Talk to you soon, brother.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up right after this, we've got some students from Dowling Catholic that are going to be joining us here that attended the SEEK conference. And this is going to be a part of our Oot Feed'em segment for the month. So we'll have them with them on here right after this. John Leonetti in the morning. I know they're going to be with Addie Magruder, who is in charge of Oot Feed'em, and she just does a great job. But anyway, we'll have more of it coming up right after this. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. We appreciate you. FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. You talk about people that have been with us here at Iowa Catholic Radio for a while. They started as listeners. They've got a powerful story of faith. And now they are giving back to Iowa Catholic Radio and doing so in great fashion. Underwriters, we appreciate you. Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design. Boy, it's getting warmer out there now. Now it's time to plan, huh? Five Sons Naturescapes.com. That's FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. Your diocesan minute right now.
Here's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines this Monday, March 1st. I'm Anne Marie Cox. Have you heard the news? The Catholic Mirror can be delivered to your inbox each month. Our diocesan newspaper is now available digitally for those who prefer to read it on their desktop, laptop, tablet, or phone. To register, email communications at dmdiocese.org or go to our website and click on the link for the Catholic Mirror. Lent is the perfect season for taking some time to gauge where you are in your relationship with God. We've got some great resources at dmdiocese.org/Lent. We've got prayers, ideas for things to do with the kids, and more. That's dmdiocese.org/Lent. Thanks to Zoom, we can offer a Lenten retreat for the whole diocese. Join us at 6:30 this Thursday to hear Becky Eldridge. We'll focus on how Jesus is our companion through our suffering. He understands our pain and provides a path for healing. You can register by going to the diocesan website calendar section or email formation@dmdiocese.org. That's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Anne Marie Cox.
Listen to The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher Wednesday mornings at 10 on Iowa Catholic Radio and on demand at iowacatholicradio.com and the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Bielderken Construction. Not going along with the crowd will help you stand out in the crowd. Bielderken Construction proudly supports Iowa Catholic Radio. Bielderken Construction is a commercial general contractor providing pre-construction, estimating, and scheduling services through completion of construction. We can build projects ranging from tenant improvements and historical renovations to high-rise buildings. We build confidence. Learn more about the nearly 40 projects in the Des Moines metro area completed by Bielderken Construction by visiting www.bdconstruct.com.
This is going to be a glorious unfolding. Just you.
Well, over the weekend, we went in with $188,000
for our carathon. Our goal was $200,000, and it made it to $188,000. Now, the carathon is not just 1 week. Of course, there's time before, and there's time after that money still comes in from people that heard about it or maybe are opening their mail a little bit late. Whatever the case, I think we're going to definitely get there to $200,000. If you haven't given, please consider it. But over the weekend, we actually had a $5,000 anonymous gift that was secured, and we really appreciate you. Those anonymous gifts, you know, at that kind of level, and those gifts just purely at that kind of level, is just incredible. So we're $7,000 away from the goal. We're going to make it. I believe it. I believe it. Thank you for everything that you did to be a part of it, friends. Let's go to our next guest of the day. Amelia, Julia, and Tegan join us. They're sophomores at Dowling Catholic, and they attended the SEEK conference at Ut Feedum. Hello, girls.
Hi.
Well, good to have you all on here. And this is, now you're all speaking speakerphone, so speak real close if you can. But you've been a part of, we'll start with you, Amelia. You've been a part of Ut Feedum now for how long?
Well, I actually just joined after SEEK. I joined Tegan and Julia's group because I really wanted to be in one for a while. And so when I asked Mr. Gruder, I was like, can I join the group? So now I'm in the group. And I had my first meeting with them last Monday.
Now, what made you want to be a part of this?
I just really wanted to have a faith group with some of my friends because I had been looking to grow closer in my faith. And then after SEEK, I just really wanted to continue to grow in that. So then I wanted to be in an Ut Feedum group.
Has faith been something that's kind of always been a part of your life? Or have you kind of just seen it maybe while you've been at Dowling Catholic and said, I want to grow in that a little more?
It's kind of always just been part of my life, but not really. I haven't been super strong in it until I came to Dowling. And then there's been so much more faith opportunities and just different things I could do. And especially this year, I've really grown in my faith and become stronger in it.
So what was SEEK life for you, like for you?
It was so amazing. I really it really opened my eyes to Jesus. And I just discovered so much about him and so much about myself. And my faith has never been stronger.
That's awesome. I like hearing that. Julia, hello.
Hello.
Now, you've been a part of Ut Feedum now how long?
I joined a group freshman year, so over a year now.
And what has this done for you?
It really just helped me in my faith because by sharing it with my friends, it just helps me like stay on my path and keep me on track.
Yeah, I mean, is there something in your life that's maybe really strengthened in your faith life over the course of the last year being a part of Ut Feedum?
Yeah, after we went to SEEK, we started going to Mass at the end of the school day, and it's just really inspired me to see all like the familiar faces I see at school at Mass and just to see everyone so alive in their faith.
That's awesome. So you go to Mass, once in a while at the end of the school day?
Yeah, every day during our free period.
Incredible. Daily Mass. I mean, that's one of the things that Ut Feedum is instilling in many others. That's awesome, Julia. Good for you. And Tegan, do I have that pronounced right?
Yep, you do.
Okay.
Hi.
You have been a part of Ut Feedum how long?
The same as Julia, about a little bit over a year.
Okay, a little bit over a year here. And what's been the biggest difference in your faith life being a part of Ut Feedum?
I think definitely like the faith-filled friendships that I've made, and then also to piggyback off what she said about like going to daily Mass, and it's just a good way to end your day and see a lot of people. Like, we had maximum capacity for like over like a week now, so
it's incredible.
It's just really good.
Now, one of the things that I've heard all of you say here is community. I mean, you all three mentioned being a part of something with your friends, being a part of something with others, and I think community is so important in the faith life, because it can be, and sometimes, we can think, well, I'm on an island here when it comes to my faith or when it comes to my belief or my growth with Jesus Christ. But, plugging into that kind of community of other believers and friends, even, it's gotta be something that really offers great strength.
Yeah, it is. It's just more people hold you accountable, and you want to do it when others are. It's more fun and just a better way.
Accountability.
Than being on your own.
I think you're right. Addie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So what's it like for you to be able to see people like this growing in their faith? Sophomores here, I never, I was a I didn't really have my kind of eye-opening experience until my junior year, but being able to have that as freshmen and sophomores has got to be just life-giving.
Yeah, it's really incredible, and it just, it's kind of a snowball effect. We've just seen, I mean, these girls are leaders in their class, joining their freshman year, and now we're just seeing more and more sophomores, juniors, seniors, freshmen joining Oop Feed'em. They'd mentioned Mass. We really have been at max capacity, close to over 90 to 100 students. So that's full in our chapel with COVID restrictions. And yeah, I think Father Ryan has to do a polar plunge now because we've had such high Mass attendance.
It's incredible. It really is. I mean, there it is. It's not just, you're not just seeing, friends, something that, you know, kind of gives people this retreat style high. I mean, there's different opportunities like that. Of course, it do. It just in any movement, if you will. But you have people that are actually engaging every day, and to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, the most important prayer we have as a church, and something that, you know, people are starting trying to remain accountable to. Not perfect people, none of us are, but at the same time, people that are trying a part of the Oop Feed'em program, just like all of us in our faith, to grow and look for those opportunities to grow in our life. So you're doing a great job, Addie. Keep up the good work. Amelia, Julia, and Tegan, God bless y'all, okay?
Thank you.
All right. That is friends there at Oop Feed'em. Addie is just, I can't say enough good things about her. She really is just doing some great work and investing into those young people, into their faith lives. Good stuff. Good stuff coming out for Oop Feed'em. I always enjoy highlighting them each month here on Iowa Catholic Radio, and we will continue to do so. We will continue to do so. Thanks again for a great week last week, everyone. If you haven't given, go to iowacatholicradio.com, click on Donate, and you can give there. We still have matching dollars actually on the table. So there you have it. Thank you for your gifts. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing this morning?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us from evil and bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Sons Naturescapes, and Blessman International.